Now, as I said, we're in the home stretch. Freedom Day is, well, we think 15 days away, October 11. It's either October 11 or October 18. I think the New South Wales government is hoping that it's going to be October 18, but at this stage it's looking like October 11. And in preparation, Business New South Wales is launching a new campaign today. They want to rename Freedom Day back to Business Day. They're calling on all business owners to share how they'll celebrate reopening. Daniel Hunter is the CEO of Business New South Wales. He's on the line bright and early. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning.
You can almost smell it from here, right?
Yeah, we're racing towards that magical first target of 70%, Ben. And we're calling on businesses and people, you know, to post that hashtag back to business and really start to think about and celebrate and really get that some optimism around when we can reopen and what they've missed the most, you know, whether it's, you know, the local cafe or going to the pub and having a beer. But we really want to get some excitement and get people moving and supporting their local businesses who have been doing it so tough.
As we know, a lot of businesses haven't made it after 94 days of lockdown in New South Wales and maybe another 15 days still to go. It's been a terrible time for business owners out there.
Oh, absolutely awful. You know, some businesses just won't come back and others have been on life support. We really want the community out when we can. Hopefully it's that October 11th date, you know, where we can pop up and support our local business. And we really want to get some excitement around that. I know it's tempered and it's only 70%. Those magical targets of 80 and 90%, as you just said, are going to follow quickly after that. But we want this first reopening day to have some excitement about it. You know, let's get back to business and let's support our locals.
What's the feedback you're getting from businesses about Freedom Day or Back to Business Day, as you want to call it? Are they ready when it comes to making sure that they've got everything in place to only welcome in initially the vaccinated?
I think they're hoping they'll be ready. That we await those public health orders, because that's going to be able to tell us what the businesses do and don't have to do to police vaccinated and unvaccinated people coming into premises. However, the government has indicated that it's going to be an individual accountability. So if you're not vaccinated, it's going to actually be on you to not enter those premises, to not do what you're not supposed to do. So we actually applaud that, because those small businesses just can't afford the resources to be policing who's vaccinated and who's not.
We say a big good morning to all those business owners out there who've been doing it so tough over the last 94 days, and hopefully there's only 2 weeks to go. Daniel, always good to catch up. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Ben.
Daniel Hunter, the CEO of Business New South Wales. Are you one of those business owners heading off to work this morning? Many would have already been at work for a number of hours.